Okay, so let me tell y'all something. The Bible is very clear that by Jesus all things consist. In other words, all things are held together by Christ. Through Jesus, God the Father, God made all things. And that's why he told the Pharisees, he said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. He is eternal life, and he holds it all together. And so he is the quantum physics hologram. His word, everything in front of you is a derivative from the word. You are a derivative from the word. You are a person per the Son. A person is per the Son. It's very clear. The language reveals everything. Jesus is the Word, and the language is very clear that he holds it all together. Just like you rightly divide the Bible, you can rightly divide this reality, because it's all a script. It's all a scroll. It's all your role. It's all the scripture. It's all it's already written. It's writ. The Holy Writ. And so the Holy Writ was written before the foundation of the world. And so each person is playing their role. And just like when you call somebody on the phone, or you say, what do I call you? Or what's your name? Your calling is what people call you. Your name reveals your calling. And so what I'm saying is, no matter how, here, the reason I'm doing this is I want to make this very clear. This is why I'm doing this. No matter how bad it looks, and no matter how bad the devil attacks, and the minions, and the witches, and the warlocks, and the naysayers, no matter what they do, no matter how bad they attack the types and shadows with anti-types, no matter what they do, the foundation is settled. And everything they try to build on top of that foundation that is not according to the truth, it will fall. It will be a contradiction. The reason you see such a contradiction in the system right now is because they're liars. A liar contradicts. And so these leaders, or these kings of the earth, are being deceived by the devil. You see in the book of Revelation that after the devil is loosed, after he's bound for 1,000 years, the devil's going to be bound for 1,000 years in the millennium. But after he's loose, he's going to go out to deceive the kings of the earth again, to deceive the nations. So the deception that these world leaders and these nations are believing, and these corporations and everything, Elon Musk, they're all believing lies. And even though they're contradicting each other, they don't even, they're not even aware of it. They're so delusional, the contradictions in their face, they can't even see it. And so that goes back to being introspective. You know, when you rightly divide the word, there's no contradiction. And if you find a contradiction, that's because you haven't figured out the level of understanding yet to rightly divide it. You know, the Janus words, you can say a word like cleave, and the word cleave can mean put together, but it can also mean cut. It seems like the opposite, but the reason it seems opposite is because everything goes back to the cross. Jesus split space-time to cut you back in through the cross. And so you have to see things spiritually. But what happens is these natural creatures that are ruling this place, they are not able to see the spiritual part where Christ went to the cross and rose again. They can't see that. And so the spiritual truth is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. So the flesh mind is trying to rule this world. And America was started by the Masons, I guess, to a great experiment. Can man rule himself? And the answer is no. But even the government can't rule man, because it turns into a draconian system where they can only become more authoritarian and no grace, because they're under the blue letter sky, the blue letter law, and that's why the sky is blue. They're under the flesh, and so the flesh can do nothing but sin. And so in order to make themselves look good, they try to gaslight you and put on these suits and ties and build themselves up. Long story short, it's a narcissistic system. And if you understand narcissism, they're going to have flying monkeys, they're going to gaslight, they're going to try to build themselves up. They're really insecure, but they want to make you think they're something when they're nothing. Long story short, here's what I'm saying. Everything that they're doing against God is vanity. It's vanity. Just like when they go to a family reunion, they hate each other, but they show up. They need each other. They need the hive, but they hate each other. Whereas the body of Christ, they love each other. And so it's sad. It's really sad. So I'm just doing an encouragement audio that Jesus holds it all together based on truth. And if you look at the tree is a great object lesson of faithfulness and true and upright and stable and steady. And when the winds and the waves are hitting you, just think about a tree. When the wind is hitting a tree, the tree's just standing firm no matter what hits them. The trees are still standing. There might be some waves that knock you over. I mean, if they take you out, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But for the most part, the waves that hit you, you can overcome. And if you don't, you're still an overcomer, because you're in heaven with Christ, because you entered in by faith. The way you overcome is by faith. The way you ride the wave is by faith. If you want to ride the waves of life, it's going to be by faith. And it's not faith in yourself or faith in some kind of faith that you can make it. It's faith in Jesus already. He already made a path for you. He already paid the price, and he already paved the way. He made a way, and he is the one who sustains it all. So if in him we live and breathe and have our being, so what he's trying to do, he's sanctifying the church. So if you're a called out elect saint, he's going to pull you through. It's not that you do it, but he's doing it. So when the devil sends 3 or 4 darts, you just call out to Jesus and he makes a way. The darts from the spirit realm, the demonic spirit realm, usually hit you like 3 at a time. If the devil sends a dart from the dark side, it's not just 1 dart, it's usually 3. So when you get hit with 3 darts, you know it's a demonic attack. You know, it's a spiritual attack. And you might have to go into prayer and fasting and so forth. But anyway, long story short, I want you to understand that when God created this earth, it was based on truth. Yes, we have lies down here. Yes, we have the flesh versus spirit. But Jesus became sin for us. And he was a savior at the cross, and he's a savior today. He's a savior forever. So every moment is the same. So the function that Jesus has, prophet, priest, and king, is happening all the time. Jesus is in eternity. And so if he's in eternity and you're in Christ, you're in eternity. So everything is the now. Everything is a praise and worship service. And no matter what kind of lies they try to feed you, and no matter what kind of gaslighting and games that they're playing or delusions, they have to work inside his framework that he wrote, the scripture. And so they're inside the framework, and they're eating and drinking of Christ, but they're biting the hand that feeds them. Just like a sick dog, a rabid dog is biting the hand that feeds it, these unsaved people who are fighting and think they can beat God, they're fighting against the hand that feeds them. But God loves them. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? And so while we were yet enemies of the cross, Jesus died for us. And so they're attacking Jesus, they're attacking the truth, but the types and shadows of the earth are solid. Now when the church is raptured out, yes, they will try to destroy the earth. The church right now resists the evil. But when the church is gone, Jesus will seal his saints, his two witnesses, 144,000. And once Jesus seals them, then the devil learns how to do the mark of the beast. The seal of God is before the mark of the beast. So when God seals his 144,000 and his two witnesses, then the devil learns how to seal his, because he's a copycat. Just like the snake, Moses threw the snake down, and the Pharaoh threw three snakes down, but Moses' snake ate their snakes. He threw the pole, his walking stick, and it turned to a snake. So the magicians, they threw down three poles, and the snake that Moses threw down from a pole, it ate their magician priest class lies, you know. It's just deception. But my point is, just like that, when the church is called up, God seals his people, and then the devil seals the hive with the 666, and anybody who doesn't take it get their head cut off. That's pretty much what's happening. So this is a precursor right now, is what's happening with the COVID and all. It's a precursor to see how people respond. It already happened when Hitler took over. You know, they put people in the camps and all that stuff. And you see how, you think, how could Germany go crazy? Or you actually see it in the USA. If somebody doesn't wear a mask, they're labeled evil. But it's a lie, because the vaccine that they're throwing out there is what has the COVID in it. People without the vaccine are healthy. Long story short, you already know this. It's all lies. It's all contradictions. But everything that they do is vanity. It's all vanity. And so you see 3.5 years in the tribulation, they say peace, peace, then sudden destruction, right? And so once that Antichrist, man of sin, sets himself up in the temple, so he's deceiving the Jews, right? This AI creature, beast, or this man of sin, demon possessed, man of sin, hologram, AI, whatever it is, they want this supercomputer making the decisions. And so they're going to portray this AI flesh mind creature as Maitreya, or as the savior that the Jews were looking for. But the Jews are going to realize that this was a lie, because this AI creature, this beast, I think it's called Therion in the Greek, but this beast will set himself up in the temple and say, I'm God. And then the Jews will realize that they were deceived. And so then you'll have 3.5 years of war, and Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. So Monsanto, all the data points, the chemtrails, everything, they're trying to destroy the earth is what it comes down to. But they have to bring all the humans together. The devil wants to bring all the humans together to worship him through a Antichrist spirit, right? And so when he brings all the people of the world together, then he's going to flip the script, and the whole world's going to realize they've been deceived. And then he's got everything in place to destroy the earth. His chemtrails, his Monsanto, there's going to be such a great tribulation. And if you look the word tribulation up in the Greek, it's kind of like a COVID thing where it's a great constriction. And so what is a constriction? Constrict your lungs, you know? So that great constriction in the tribulation, the word tribulation talks about the great constriction. Now, it's been 10 years since I studied I went through the book of Revelation 8 times, verse by verse. It took me, I probably studied the book of Revelation for 5 years. But anyway, it's been a while. But this word tribulation goes back to great constriction. And this great constriction is when he talks about don't come from the mountains, don't come from your housetop. So he's going to do something that is below 10 foot to kill everybody. And kill everything, I guess. But Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. Because this is his program to birth in elect saints. Program to birth in the saved people. And so Mother Earth system, time is a cycle. Anytime you have a cycle, it's a birthing. So time is just a repeat cycle. The woman has a cycle. Mother Earth has a cycle. Every moment is a cycle. You are a water and blood creature, M-A, and the Ma creatures have cycles, sleep cycles, eating cycles. So the water is the letter M, and the A is blood. And so M-A is the cycle. Now the spirit creature, the M-A-E, is outside the cycle, outside time, because you're a spiritual being when you get born again. So the spirit creatures are walking down here in these physical bodies. The physical body has a cycle, but your spirit is eternal. It's in the now. So your body needs the time cycles to be healthy, but you're outside of time, looking from the outside in. And so here's what's happening. A lot of these advanced Gnostics and all, they understand a lot of this stuff, but they don't understand that God loves them. They go into Gnosticism and they think that Yahweh and the devil are just opposites. They get confused. They think that Yahweh was the bad one and he just made a copy of himself and called him Lucifer. And so they're saying that it's the same one. But they think it's just a game. They think that what's happening down here is just, this is what they think. They think the gods are looking at us just playing games. And you can see it in their movies. They think the gods are just playing games with humans like a chess match. But no, what's happening is God is trying the hearts. He's trying the spirits. His spirit goes out from the throne seeing whose heart is right by him. There's seven spirits coming out from the throne. And his eyes go out to see whose heart is right by him. The devil treats it like a game for souls. But it's actually warfare. It's spiritual warfare. But they think it's a game by the gods. And so they want to destroy the 3D simulation or the 3D womb. And they want to destroy it because they don't want to get saved. And if they can't be saved because they chose not to be, they don't want anybody else to be saved. And they want to stop the earth from its cycles. Like I say, the high-level Gnostics or the high-level Freemasons and Jesuits, they know that this is a birthing simulation and they want to destroy it because they hate God and they hate His program. And you know the Mother Earth 3D dimension is a cycle because the seasons are a cycle, the daily cycles, the moment by moment, the minute cycles. 60 seconds, 60 minutes, 60 days, 60 months, 60 years. It's all cycles. And so the purpose of the cycle is to birth in your new man in the inner man, moving from state to state. And so they want to destroy that because they're not born again and they don't understand that God is saving souls. Until you get born again, you can't understand when Jesus went to the ship of his disciples to throw the net on the other side, and they caught 153 fish. Jesus says, I'll make you fishers of men. They don't understand that. They're fishers of soul to pull them down to hell with the devil, to make them into psychopaths. But God is a fisher of men to pull mankind up. They're trying to hook man and down, pull them down, just like a hooker is hooking man down. But God is trying to hook you up, pull you up out of the miry clay. And the only way you're going to be pulled up and not pulled down is by his spirit, which is above the 3D plane. It's outside of time. It's outside of 3D. And so the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can quicken your mortal bodies, will quicken your mortal bodies if you're saved. And you can rise above the game, the devil's game. Yeah, it's a game from the devil's perspective, but from God's perspective, this is a warfare for souls against the devil. But God is omnipresent, omnipotent. He knows who's going to be saved. He would have all men to be saved to come to the knowledge of truth, but not all men are going to be saved. So what's happening is you got the sheep and the goats down here. And he's letting the cycle of time play out according to the scripture, the script. And you can see it in the movies, the prophecies in everything that you do, even in your own hands, your feet, your body. Your body have one head and one body. Jesus is the head of his body. And so the only way that they're going to destroy the types of shadows, cut off the head with a queen bee hive mind. But they can't really do it. As long as the church is here, they can only do it during the first 3.5 years. And then after the first 3.5 years, they're going to realize when the two witnesses are caught up, they're going to realize they better run for the hills. They're going to hide under rocks. They're going to hide in caves. They're going to be hiding from the judgment of God. This is what, and they know this. Some of them know it. This is why they want to leave and go to Mars or something. Why would you want to leave the earth? The only reason you would want to leave the earth is because you know judgment is coming. The first earth was destroyed by water, the next earth by fire. And so the only reason you would want to leave the earth, like Elon Musk, is because you know judgment is coming. But I really believe that they can't leave the earth, that it's all been lies, and they're just lying to the people that we're going to leave the earth. And why would you want to leave water? I mean, look at all the... You're breathing water. There's water in the grass. There's water in the trees. There's water in the plants. Water's everywhere. Why would you go to a planet if it even exists? The plant, it's the plan of ET, really. Extraterrestrial. God is outside of time. Outside the terrestrial. But even if the planet's... Even if you could go to Mars or could go to the moon or whatever, why would you want to go somewhere where it's dry and there's no water? It doesn't make sense. So it's all lies. If it don't make sense, it's all lies. If you have everything you need right here, and the earth goes through its cycles too, to replenish, why would you want to go to somewhere that has no water? It just doesn't add up. They're just lying to you to get you to believe their vision, but their vision is a distraction to get your mind off of God, off the Bible, and so forth. So after saying all that, let me make it very clear. You don't have to worry about the types and shadows being destroyed, because in Him we live and breathe and have our being. And God is not going to let his church be destroyed. You see that in Revelation, the last chapter. The Spirit and the bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. He's not going to let his body be destroyed. He's the head, and the church is the body. Now, when the church is called up, then they're going to have some wiggle room to mess with the types and shadows. But he comes back with the saints to destroy those who would destroy the earth. And so the earth, after the tribulation, is going to be around another 1,000 years. Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron. And after the 1,000 years, the devil will be loosed for a season to deceive the kings of the earth. And the kings of the earth will come and attack the camp of the saints. And God will destroy them by fire. And then there's going to be the great white throne judgment. And during the millennium, if you're saved, you're going to be a shapeshifter. You're going to come back and rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And you're going to be a shapeshifter. You're going to have a spiritual body, but you will look like a 3D to the 3D people that are still here. So you will be the shapeshifter. You will be the eternal as kings and priests unto God, ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. And then there's going to be new heaven, new earth, and it's going to be a whole different ballgame. So long story short, you don't have to worry about these unsaved goats. They're just a walking contradiction, and everything they do is they're actually working against the program. They're actually, every step, every choice, everything they do, they go against their own, they go against the universe, which is God's universe, and they destroy themselves every time. They always destroy themselves every time. So this is kind of an encouragement message that if you're saved, you already know how it works out. You might have some pain and trouble down here, but you just get up the next day and you keep going. This place is not about having fun. This is about worshiping God and doing your duty. The problem with the unsaved is they just want to have fun. Let's have fun. What about doing your duty? And a lot of saved people have bought into that. It's all about fun. What about doing your duty? What about winning some souls? What about getting the truth out? What about sacrificing? People just want to have fun. See, that's part of the Hollywood mindset. Where does that come from? It's a distraction. The amusement is a distraction from who you really are and your true calling. It's an amusement park for the world. That's why they want people in video. They're actually putting people in video games to play them, to learn. They're actually using the humans, the Gentile leaders, the kings of the earth. They're using the Gentiles to build their system of slavery. They're actually using you to build their 666 draconian slave system. And they're telling you to your face in all their movies. And it's like, wake up. You're believing the lies. Everything in the Gentile nation is a mockery. The holidays are a mockery of the holy days. The way they celebrate Christmas is a mockery of Christ Mass. The Gentiles, everything they do is a mockery of the Bible. Everything they do is contrary and opposite. This is why they'll talk to you. They'll send you an email. Why are things going bad for me? Why are things going in trouble? Why is the whole world against me? Why do I feel like the universe is against me? Because you're against the universe. You can't tell them that because they get mad. But the reason why do bad things keep happening to me every week? Or why do I can't get out of my ditch? And I'm in the ditch and I never can get out. I see this all the time. The reason is because you're against the universe. You're against God. You're not in the flow. You're in the anti-flow. And so if you're a virus in God's program, you're going to be cut out. And you're just nothing but causing trouble. And the only reason that some people last for a while is because they're vampiring off of their flying monkeys. That's the only reason they last. A lot of the goats last a long time, but they're vampiring off of their flying monkeys. That's why. Just like a narcissist. It's a narcissistic system, and the only way they're able to endure is they're vampiring off of other people who are ignorant that narcissism is a vampire dead system. So that's it.